You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
So we want to have a conversation about expressing emotion and developing empathy and how we can encourage this in our young boys. And so please do get involved in the conversation. Engage with us on +27 7347 0 3520. How do you get your young boys to express and to learn to express their emotions in a healthy way and to develop empathy rather than being forced to suppress their emotions in an effort to, quote unquote, man up? Pastor Mutimwi joins us now on the line. Good morning, my pastor. Welcome to the program.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing very well, Pastor. How are you doing this morning?
Not complaining.
Happy to hear that. Happy to hear that. I'm glad we're able to get through to you. A very interesting conversation. I was just saying to the listeners that this is a challenge for me, particularly raising my little boy is 4 years old now. So being stuck between trying to treat him as a little four-year-old, but at the same time, I'm not trying to raise a menace who thinks the whole world owes him something. So how do we teach young boys? Why do so many boys struggle with expressing emotions? And how can we change this?
Thank you. That's a very profound question. As far as I know, the advantage that I have over you is that I'm a man.
Okay, yeah.
I'm a man myself, yes. And as a man, I've been taught to grow up as a man and to suppress my emotions within me. Mm. Not to show them up. Showing them out looks like, it shows that you are a weak human being. Yes. So as a man, you have to brave up.
Yes.
To brave up and bottle every emotion within you, not to express it out.
Mm.
So that's the challenge. That's the challenge that we have.
Mm. And how do we change this?
The best way to change this is to be real.
Okay.
To be real. You know, the world that we are living in is no longer a superficial world. It's now a practical world. So as a man, you have to express yourself. You have to express your emotions. Where you are happy, just be happy.
Yeah.
Where you are sad, express it that you are sad. Never try to bottle up. And as far as I know, we've seen men dying earlier than their counterparts because of bottling in these emotions.
And so how does...
So the best way, the best way is to be real, is to be real.
Yeah. And just accepting that, like I was just saying earlier, that emotions are not necessarily good or bad until they are no longer under control, if they are the ones controlling the man. And what I find interesting is a lot of times there are certain emotions that are acceptable. I say that in quotes, for men. For example, anger is very acceptable. People don't mind if a man has anger issues, but if his emotions are, you know, sadness or if he's feeling empathy and things like that, that's seen as being too feminine or seen as being weak. But anger is acceptable, aggression is acceptable, and that's unfortunate because, you know, that those are still things that also need to be controlled. Just like any emotion, anger also needs to be controlled. And so I think that that's one of the struggles that a lot of young men go through.
Yes, true. Anger and aggression, and that's how men abuse their counterparts, because they believe they have to be strong always.
Mm.
Yet strength is not expressed in anger, neither the build-up or the physicality that we have.
Mm.
Should it be a passport to abuse somebody? Yet you can still express your strength, and you can be a loving masculine man and stop abusing somebody.
Does developing empathy then help boys in their friendships and in their family relationships?
What I understand is developing empathy is a process of training. It has to be discussed. It has to be shared.
Yeah.
We have to have a forum where we speak to our young men and our men.
Yeah.
and educate them how they can express empathy as a man. It is a call to talk about it and to have forums, to create forums where we talk about these things as men.
And so earlier on, we're talking about, just a moment ago, we talked about anger and frustration. How do boys learn to manage that anger and manage their frustration without necessarily suppressing their emotions? It's one thing to suppress and to just sit on the anger, but it's still festering inside. But so you're not necessarily managing it, you're just ignoring it. And when you do that, at some point, I assume it's going to explode. So how do they learn to manage anger and frustration without suppressing those emotions?
Thank you. When we do what is called counseling, it is good to identify that you are angry. That's process number one, step number one. It's good to identify, to pick it that you are angry. And number two, to express that you are angry. It is also good. But now, in expressing that you are angry, one needs to be careful. You should think first before you express that you are angry. Sit down, consider, and then act. You think, you sit down and consider, and then you act. Action does not always mean physical. You can act through words or to call somebody for discussion. So if we as men are to manage our anger, the first thing is to learn how to manage anger. Then secondly, to know how we express anger. Then number three is to know the correct behavior to take when one is angry.
Right.
So as young men, as young men and as human beings, when you are angry, it is you who know that you are angry, not the other part. Yes, and when you pick it that you are angry, don't assume that the other person knows how angry you are.
Right.
They may be laughing at you when you are actually angry. So it is not an assumption that should be taken that they've seen that I'm angry and they are knowing that I'm angry. They may not be aware that you are angry.
Yeah.
That's number one.
Yeah.
When you have known that you are angry, now consider your actions upon the other part. How are you going to show, how are they going to know that you are angry? Tell them first that you are not happy. And when you tell them that you are not happy, the next thing is to make them know and aware what possible action you may take in venting your anger or in expressing your anger.
Right.
And as you consider what actions you may take in expressing or venting your anger, the best thing or the platform of expression should be done in love. Should be done in love. That's the most ingredient that we need as people. Love. Love controls and pacifies even anger. That you express that you are angry, but you do it in love.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Yes. And what our young men are lacking is an example. They are yet to see an example where anger is expressed in love. They are yet to see a grown-up man who expresses anger in love. Because anger it looks like it's normal in a human being.
Yes.
It is acceptable.
Yes.
But how you express it, exactly. That one, we have to be careful.
Exactly.
So our young people, as they are growing up, they are yet to see an example of one who expresses anger.
That's exactly
in love.
Where I was about to go. I wanted to ask you, what was the importance of having mentors and other men to look up to who have learned to harness and to control their emotions, who've learned how to express their anger in a healthy and productive way, in a way that actually gets to solutions rather than just blowing up at people? How important it is to actually have those people to look up to who are a good example of how to do that?
Yes, it is very good to have examples. And the best way to begin is the Bible.
Mm.
When Jesus was angry one day, he was angry in that temple, and he actually wanted to express his anger on people, but just picked up a whip
mm-hmm.
and he drove people out. He never beat anyone. He just drove them out.
Okay.
That was an expression of anger in love. When you are angry, love will tell you never to beat anyone.
Mm.
Because in terms of pain, you also understand what pain is as a human being. When you beat someone, you should understand what pain goes to them.
Yeah.
So Christ, in expressing anger in love, he drove them out. He allowed them to go in peace, even when he was angry. That was great love expressed in him.
Sure, beautiful. And so what are some practical ways to teach boys to express their feelings in a healthy way? What practical steps can we take?
Yeah, I think, like I've said earlier on, that we have to create platforms as a practical step. Let's create platforms where we sit down as men and bring in coaches who can teach us, educate us, and lead us on how to express anger and how to manage anger.
Right.
Platforms should be done, should be created.
Mm. And then as we conclude our conversation today, Pastor, what role does faith play in helping boys to understand and to regulate their emotions?
You know, faith is a great part to play. Every human being is religious. It doesn't matter where we worship and what we worship. Every human being has an integral part in them that they should accept faith.
Mm.
So faith is a way of teaching. There are some lessons that we have in our faith that we learn how to manage anger. Like, for example, the Bible, if we are using the Bible, it tells us that you should be slow. And Jesus also taught us never spend a day angry, you know. And Proverbs teaches us to answer in a polite way, even though you are angry. That's the place, and that's the part of faith in managing anger, that we are taught to consider first before we utter words or before we act.
Beautiful, beautiful. Any final words that you'd like to share with young men out there who are trying to figure out, you know, how to handle their emotions? Maybe some have already grown into their teen years or early adulthood, and they've never been taught how to manage their emotions. What hope is there for them, and how can they learn the habits that they need in order to get their emotions under control?
When you are high in emotions, when you are angry, I believe it is the time to seek guidance.
Mm.
Ask somebody. Yes, ask someone who can guide you. Talk to someone before you do whatever you wish to do.
Mm.
Talk to someone. You may be restrained and you may find guidance good enough for your future. Our future is still bright as young men. We have a lot to do. And many things to accomplish. So when you are angry or when you want to express your emotions, seek guidance, ask someone, talk to someone, and also consider God in your emotions.
Amen, for sure. Thank you so much, my pastor, for coming through. And thank you for a beautiful, insightful conversation. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.